Second Chronicles, chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem had all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, now therefore ease you somewhat the heavy service of your father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve you. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old man that had stood before Solomon his father while he had lived, saying, What counsel do you give me to return an answer to this people? And they spoke unto him, saying, If you are kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. And he said unto them, What advice do you give that we may return answer to this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that your father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spoke unto him, saying, Thus shall you answer the people that spoke unto you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shall you say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will add more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king had asked, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the turn of events was from God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he spoke by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to your tents, O Israel, and now, David, see to your own house. So all Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram who was over the forced labor, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, so that he died. But King Rehoboam made haste to get himself up into his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebuilt against the house of David unto this day.